Vikings selected wide receiver Stephon Diggs in the fifth round. Why'd they do it? Because the guy has a sixth sense when he has the ball in his hands. We're going to take a look at the tape and show you how much damage Stephon Diggs can do to a defense once the offensive coordinator and the quarterback figure out how to get the ball in his hands. The top thing that you'll notice about Diggs when you're watching film on him is his ability as a wide receiver in the screen game. Here you're going to see he's lined up at the top of the screen, out wide, to the right, and his man, the cornerback, is going to come on a blitz. So Maryland is in a perfect play here because this is a wide receiver screen, which is the perfect play to run against the blitz. The quarterback gets the ball to Diggs and watch him do the rest. You can see why he was such a good kick returner for the University of Maryland as well, because when he gets the ball in space like this, he's a hard guy to corral. He's got agility, great change of direction skills, and then of course speed and vision to get the rest of the way. We'll take a look here. The next play is another screen pass where you're going to find Diggs lined up right here in the slot. And Maryland's going to get him the ball, and he's going to do the rest of the work. A great job. You're going to see vision here by Diggs. Of course, it's not hard to figure out where to go here. He's going to work his way to the outside, but the defense kind of has him corralled right here, and he's going to find a way to get another extra 10, 15, 20 yards. Tough guy to bring down. Very, very good as a returner and very, very good in the screen game. Another thing that he's very good at is change of direction and burst. When he stops his motion, he can get going and get to his top end speed very quickly. Here you're going to see him lined up in the slot, and he's going to work his way on a vertical route and then come across the middle on a deep crosser. And the quarterback gets him the ball for the first down, and a lot of times the play will be over right about here. Defenders are closing in, converging in on him from all sides. And this should be a damaging play, a first down, but it shouldn't go for much more than what Diggs gets at the catch. But here he is, stops his momentum, and is able to change direction, breaks the tackle, gets to the outside, another 15 or 20 yards picked up. So Diggs is a guy who just has a sixth sense. Once he gets the ball in his hands, he knows what to do with it. But he can also do a lot of things that you want your receivers to do in a traditional sense. He knows how to get open, and he can make tough catches. You're going to see him lined up in the slot here. Once again, this is a third down and 7, and Maryland's going to go to one of their better receivers. This is going to be a post route, and it's not a great throw by the quarterback, but Diggs, because of his pass-catching ability, is able to erase the bad throw, leaves his feet. He gets just above the second level of the defense, but just under the third level of the defense, and is able to make that catch. The chains move. Maryland gets a first down. Now, Florida State has had one of the better defenses the past two seasons, playing in national championship games, but they weren't able to slow down Stephon Diggs. Here he is in the slot. You're going to see, once again, he's going to work his way vertical, and then he's going to break to the outside. Now, the cornerback is going to be in man-to-man coverage here, and he actually is going to do a great job in coverage. You really couldn't play this any better than this corner does, but Diggs just makes a better play. Look at this. The cornerback is in great position. He's rerouting the receiver, slowing down his momentum, and then cuts off the route. Defender in great spot right here. There is no way that this should be a completion with the way the defender is positioned, but Diggs manages to make a better play than the corner. One-handed stab here. So great body control and just great natural pass-catching ability for Stephon Diggs. Now, the knock on Diggs is that he's not a guy you can play on the outside, and he's not a guy who can beat press coverage. Well, there's tape that will prove to the contrary. Here's Diggs, bottom of the screen. The corner right here, who he's matched up against, is probably a bigger player. He looks like a bigger player, and he's right up on him in press coverage. But watch Diggs. A great, clean outside release here by Diggs. So the corner's not able to reroute him and disrupt the timing, and Diggs gets beyond the corner, beats his guy down the sideline. So with Diggs, I see a guy who's great in space. You can use him in the return game, and you can use him in the screen game. But I also think you can do some traditional things with him. You can put him in the slot and have him run routes. His route tree is very good, and you can put him out wide, and he can even beat press coverage. So Stephon Diggs joins a talented cast of pass catchers on the Vikings offense, and it'll be fun to see how the Vikings can incorporate him into Norv Turner's offense.